Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls, to this new episode on Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are currently celebrating the Ganesh festival, which started with Ganesh Chaturthi. I am sure that you're all enjoying it and are eating lots of modaks and other sweets. But did you know that there is a much deeper significance of this festival and that it is closely linked to our country's freedom movement against the British? Continue to listen to this episode and you will find out for yourself how the two are connected so closely. The Ganesh festival starts on the day of Ganesh Chaturthi or Vinayak Chavithi and lasts for about 10 days, ending with Anant Chaturdashi. This festival is supposed to mark the birthday of the beloved Lord Ganesha, who is a favorite deity among the people of India. Considered to be a god of wisdom, wealth, knowledge, and prosperity, people try to seek Lord Ganesha's blessings before starting any auspicious project or event. This festival is celebrated all across India, but in the states of Maharashtra, MP, Goa, Gujarat, Telangana and Karnataka, it is especially important. In addition, it is also celebrated in Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Andhra Pradesh. But there is an interesting reason as to why this particular festival is so popular across such a wide stretch of India, where every state has a different flavor when it comes to festivals, food and culture. Back in the year 1857, the first war of independence or the Sepoy Mutiny took place in India. It was quite a widespread but unfortunately unsuccessful rebellion against the British East India Company. Starting in Meerut, it spread to several parts of North and Central India like Delhi, Agra, Kanpur, Lucknow and so on. However, this revolt lacked a strong and effective leadership and therefore it ultimately failed. The common people of India were unhappy under the British rule and wanted to get together and plan so that they could overthrow the empire. But as a direct result of the 1857 revolt, the British East India Company realized that the people were angry and dissatisfied. As a result, they decided to pass a series of ordinances or rules over the next few years that banned people from gathering together as groups. The only exception to this rule was if the gatherings were held for religious purposes, where many people got together to pray together or worship their gods together. Actually, the British East India Company was afraid that if people got together and started discussing about them in large groups, they would become brave and united and would ultimately revolt against them. That would threaten their rule in India and they would be forced to let go of their power. Bhau Sahib Lakshman Jawale of Pune, who is widely known as Srimant Bhau Sahib Rangari, was a freedom fighter and royal physician or doctor who realized that the exception of religious gatherings as per the British rules could be used as an opportunity to get people together to plan revolts against the British East India Company. In addition to being a doctor, he was also very good at knitting and cloth dyeing, due to which he earned the name of Rangari. He was a dedicated freedom fighter and used his own home or wada as a safe house and a hub to hold meetings for revolutionaries. It is said that his house had many advanced designs of locks which helped these revolutionaries and freedom fighters to hide and flee effectively, even when the East India Company soldiers came looking for them. Bhau Sahib Rangari realized that the Ganesh festival spanning 10 days would be a great occasion to get all these brave revolutionaries together and motivate the common people of Pune to take a strong stand against the British. Shriman Bhau Sahib Rangari installed a unique idol of Ganesha, which was made of wood and depicted the usually calm Ganesha in a fearsome avatar slaying a demon. He installed it in his home or his vada and called it a Sarvajanik or public festival, where people of all backgrounds could gather together to participate in the festival as well as discuss battle strategies against the British. This was an extremely smart move, and the British could not stop him from holding large gatherings because it was supposedly to celebrate a festival. Bhau Sahib Rangari continued this tradition every year, using the 10-day festival as an opportunity to make plans against the British Empire. One of India's most famous and respected freedom fighters, Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak, saw the potential of this idea and wrote about it in his popular newspaper Kesari on 26 September 1893. He praised the idea wholeheartedly and encouraged people to start having such Sarvajanik or public festivals for 10 days, which would effectively help them to come together, bond together and form powerful groups. The fact that Lord Ganesha is also a favorite of people from different states and different backgrounds proved to be another common ground for bonding. In fact, Lokmanya Tilak even installed a public Ganesh idol in Kesari's publication offices as a symbol of national pride and unity. Thanks to the efforts of stalwarts like Lokmanya Tilak and Bhau Sahib Rangari, over the next few years, the Ganesh festival became one of the most widely celebrated public festivals in India. It encouraged people to come together from all communities, share their thoughts and ideas, and helped in building a sense of unity and nationalism among the people. Eventually, India of course gained her freedom from the British rule, but the feeling of community that was built with the Ganesh festival continues to this day. There are literally thousands of Sarvajanik or public celebrations of this happy festival that are held right to this date. Interestingly, the idol first set up by Bhau Sahib Rangari back in 1892 is still standing and is used for the festival every year. It serves as a reminder to how people can become powerful and motivated when they come together. This festival is now conducted by the Shrimant Bhau Sahib Rangari Ganpati Trust. And of course, there are several such large trusts that have been set up over time, which host some of the largest Ganpati festivals in the country. The most famous of these, of course, is the Lal Bagcha Raja in Mumbai, where millions of devotees visit the festival daily, offering their prayers and reveling in the positive energy and ambience of the event. And so, children, the next time you celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi or eat modaks or other sweets, just think about what an interesting journey this entire festival has had and what a vital role it has played in shaping the freedom struggle of India. It has actually helped shape all of our lives. This is an example of all the great things that we as people and we as a nation can achieve if we get a chance to share our thoughts and ideas together and work towards a common goal. This is where today's episode comes to an end, children. I will see you next time with a brand new story on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, take care, be safe, and bye-bye.